From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Belgium man turns himself in Paris shooting. A Belgium man wanted in connection with the terrorist attack on Paris's Champs-Élysées has turned himself in to authorities in Antwerp. A Belgian prosecutor said Friday the man came to police late yesterday after he saw himself appear on social media as terror suspect number one. Further information about the suspect and his connection with the attack was not immediately available. Islamic State, which claimed responsibility through its news agency, identified the shooter as Abu Yusuf the Belgian, calling him one of Islamic State's fighters. Paris police said the dead gunman has been identified, but they've not released his name or said if he was working with Islamic State. Police have detained and questioned three family members of the gunman who was shot and killed in the attack.
Ew.
In the meantime, French President François Hollande says that he is convinced the cowardly killing was an act of terrorism. The French leader Friday called together the government's Security Council and his would-be successors in the presidential election to discuss if and how the attack might impact voters' intentions. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the most recent ballistic missile test by North Korea, blaming Pyongyang for what they said are increased tensions in the region and beyond. North Korea tried and failed to launch a missile off its eastern coast, the latest in a series of missile tests that violate UN sanctions against Pyongyang. The Security Council comments come as the Trump administration signals that it is running out of patience.
As far as North Korea is concerned, we are in very good shape. We're building our military rapidly. Answer your question on stability. I hope the answer is a positive one, not a negative one. But hopefully that will be something that gets taken care of.
This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley took aim at Iran and its proxy militia Hezbollah, saying the United States would act against what she called a growing menace. The U.S. ambassador's comments came after the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called Iran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism.
The United States is keen to avoid a second piece of evidence that strategic patience is a failed approach. A comprehensive Iran policy requires that we address all of the threats posed by Iran, and it is clear there are many.
Tillerson also said the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran has ignored the other serious threats the country poses. UN Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura says U.S., Russian, and UN trilateral talks on Syria scheduled for Monday have been postponed. Story from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
Staffan de Mistura says he does not know why the United States has decided not to turn up at the meeting early next week, but believes Washington remains committed to the three-way discussions on the Syrian situation.
I would say that the indications I got from Washington is exactly that there is clearly an intention to maintain and resume these trilateral meetings, and the date and the circumstances were not conducive for this to happen on Monday, but that is certainly their intention.
In the meantime, de Mistura says he will be holding what he calls a very intense bilateral meeting on Monday with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Gennady Gatilov. He says there are many things to discuss regarding the upcoming meeting in the Kazakh capital, Astana, and on the Geneva peace talks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says he and his Egyptian counterpart have agreed on the need for a renewed and strong security partnership between their two nations as Egypt grapples with the rising extremist threats. During talks in Cairo, Mattis said that he and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Egyptian Defense Minister Sedghi Sobhi discussed counterterrorism. Now, the secretary is in Jerusalem at this hour. We spoke with VOA correspondent Carla Babb just a few moments ago, and she said that his reception there by Israeli officials was quite enthusiastic.
He said that he was honored to be President Trump's first cabinet member to visit Israel, and you could just sense from the leaders that he was speaking with the eagerness of Israeli leaders to talk about the change in the new administration.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. sources have told CNN that they have prepared charges against Julian Assange, the Australian whistleblower who founded WikiLeaks. The U.S. Justice Department has been investigating Assange since at least 2010, when WikiLeaks published thousands of stolen U.S. security files. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.